looking into the payments. I'm Lee Silicera, Fox News. New York prosecutors deepen their investigation into illegal hush money payments made on behalf of former President Trump.
Wednesday, prosecutors met with porn star Stormy Daniels about the payment made to her during the 2016 presidential campaign to keep a sexual encounter between her and the former president quiet. As well, the man who arranged that payment, former Trump attorney Michael Cohen, spent a second day testifying before the grand jury hearing the case.
At the end of the day, Donald Trump needs to be held accountable for his dirty deeds if, in fact, that's the way that the facts play out.
Cohen spent time in prison for campaign finance violations due to the payment. Wednesday, he said,
"This is about holding accountability, truth to power, and everything else in between."
Multiple reports have indicated an indictment of the former president could be close.
Fox's Kevin Ureski. When Cohen was reimbursed for the payment, the Trump Organization listed it as legal expenses. One-time aide to former New York Governor Andrew Cuomo, who accused him of sexual harassment in a federal lawsuit, has filed a separate lawsuit against New York State. Charlotte Bennett says the state is liable for Cuomo's harassment and for the actions of his top aides, who she says failed to take corrective action once she reported it. President Biden wrapped up his West Coast visit earlier today with a stop in Las Vegas, where he talked about keeping the cost of prescription drugs for seniors low.
No matter how much they pay, they're not going to, how much the bills are, they'll never have to pay more than $2,000 a year for all the drugs they consume.
The president criticized Republicans for wanting to repeal the Inflation Reduction Act, a provision in that he says helps hold drug companies accountable for pricing. South Korea says a projectile fired today by North Korea was a long-range ballistic missile. America is listening to Fox News.
I'm Guy Benson. Join me weekdays at 3 p.m. Eastern as we break down the biggest stories of the day with some of the biggest newsmakers and guests. Listen live on the Fox News app or get the free podcast at GuyBensonShow.com.
Democratic members of the House Homeland Security Committee are no-shows at a field hearing in Texas that's taking up the border crisis.
House Homeland Security Committee Chairman Republican Mark Green says the field hearing was called so that members of Congress across both political aisles could see truth behind the ongoing crisis at the U.S.-Mexican border.
In just the 2 years of Secretary Mayorkas' reign at DHS, more people have come into this country than all of the 8 years of Barack Obama's presidency and all 4 years of the Trump presidency. Combined.
Green says it was supposed to be a full committee hearing in McAllen, Texas, that Democrats have boycotted, calling the hearing a political stunt. But that comes after more than 1,000 migrants rushed the U.S. border at El Paso over the weekend. Jeff Manasso, Fox News.
A new rule issued by the Environmental Protection Agency will restrict smokestack emissions from power plants and other industrial sources that burden downwind areas with smog-causing pollution they can't control. Nearly two dozen states will have to cut harmful industrial emissions. The EPA says the rule will save thousands of lives, keep tens of thousands of people out of the hospital, and prevent millions of asthma attacks. Sharing isn't always caring, especially when it comes to food, according to a new poll.
A February poll of 2,000 American adults found people don't actually enjoy food-sharing culture. A poll by Brazilian steakhouse Fogo de Chão found 2 in 3 respondents said they don't want to share their plate with their partner when they go out to eat. 1/5 even said they'd had to have known someone for at least 6 months before they even feel comfortable sharing food. 65% said if someone asked to try their food, they'd consider not inviting that person out again. 46% of people say it's a deal breaker, but 7 in 10 say they usually do say yes to sharing, only because they don't know how to politely decline.
Fox's Gianna Gelosi. I'm Lee Silicera. This is Fox News.
Jason in the House, the Jason Chaffetz Podcast. Dive deeper than the headlines and the party lines as I take on American life, politics, and entertainment. Subscribe now on foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you download podcasts.